Habitus Podcast episode 46. Habitus Social Distancing Edition. Untuk teman kita Kezia Karin, welcome back by the way.
Hai.
Kenal Kezia Karin, boleh stop dulu podcast saya di sini, balik ke episode 5 yang kita rekam April 2018, April atau Mei 2018. Terus kita juga ada pendatang baru, Inka Darmawan dari Darmawan Group. How are you guys?
I'm good. I'm very good actually. Despite of the situation, but yeah, trying to just see the positive side of it.
Yang pertama-tama, how did you guys get to know each other?
Did we get to know each other, Inka? Like we met in Surabaya, right?
I think. Yeah, when that question came up, I was met. I think we met the first time in Surabaya when I was trying to expand the business over there, and then I was doing a presentation. I contacted Karin and I wanted to do a presentation in the office, and we ended up having lunch, if I'm not wrong. Was it?
Yes, with your dad. Maystar.
Yeah, with my dad and my sales staff, and I think from there we because we are both working women focused on our careers. I think it's just our principles and values are very similar, and
yeah,
I felt like Karin was someone who was stuck in Surabaya and needed help getting into Jakarta. So I think,
and finally I'm out. Finally I'm out.
Exactly. And amazing that we actually don't really get to meet each other very often as we would like to, yeah. But whenever we meet, we can have an endless conversation for hours, right?
Yes, it's like various kinds of things. Like, yeah. don't tell me try the topics. It's you know, like
everything from what I think should be censored now.
It's a business talk, and then you know it's between designers and suppliers talk, that kind of thing. But you know, I think we enjoy that a lot. I mean, we have a lot of common grounds with Inka, and then
yeah, Inka, for those who haven't heard you and Darmawan Group, can you give a brief introduction of what you do?
What I do, okay. Okay, so basically, maybe I'll just talk a little bit about how I actually got into it. I mean, Darmawan Group is a family business started by my dad 40 years ago. He started off supplying burkas, which is from Germany. And about, we do switches, smart home system. And about 10 years ago, we went into lighting because we wanted to be a one-stop electrical supplier. I personally started helping out the business only about 4 years ago, partly because none of my siblings wanted to help out in the family business, and that's how I was supposed to help only with the marketing and the branding, because I felt like the company needed a refreshment of the branding. And as you know, with every family business, once you start helping out with just a small part of it, from marketing to sales, and then slowly you figure out, oh no, if you have a lot of sales, how do you fix the admin in order to fix the supply chain? And then you realize that other things that you need to improve on, and that's basically how I got involved in it and how I fell in love with what I do now. I mean, I think I'm blessed to be able to have a job and a career that I love, mainly because in this business I get to meet a lot of people, not only clients but a lot of designers who end up being close friends of mine, and that is something that I value so much more than anything else. Like Karin, for instance, I love the fact that I can call her up and she has become one of my very good friends that that I mean with my previous work experience, I never had the chance to do that, to experience this.
So Inka is my almost close family member lah, karena you know
your sister from different mother, right?
From different mother, yeah. Dermawan kan, kalau gue dermawan.
Dermai. Anyway. Kurang 8-nya ya. Change to 8.
So, Karin, maybe start with you. How do you keep yourself active during this quote-unquote downtime? Quarantine period?
Well, basically, we try to operate as normal as possible, even though some of us has to stay at home. And then I think that because of this work from home thing, we have more time at home. It's mm-hmm. very good. I pick up some, you know, exercises that I didn't do before, like boxing and then tennis. And then I do a lot of bar and Pilates at home also. And then I really like how I have more time just to get back to my piano and also reading books. That's amazing, actually. So as much as I worry about, you know, the future of the business, because we know that it's going to be a long, harsh winter. But yeah, I just try to make the most of it, the most out of it. Like, yeah, just enjoy it in travel now.
Inka, what about you? Like, what is your perspective on this?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I am still trying to cope in terms of work. As I mentioned before, I think my office being a family office, we were not prepared for something as drastic as this, to be quarantined, to have to be working from home. A lot of my admin people don't have facilities like laptops. They only have desktops, which makes working from home very difficult. But at the same time, I also want to protect my employees, which makes it even difficult to balance both of them out, to be able to continue office operations, but at the same time putting employees first. I think for me, I'm still trying to adapt to a lot of new technology, because I'm honestly very gov-tech, but I take this positively that with this situation, it has made us a lot more. We try to improve business processes by communicating more efficiently, effectively, without actually having to be present. I think we take being present and always around each other very for granted last time. In terms of personal stuff, I think, like what Karin said, to be honest, my New Year's resolution this year was actually to work from home at least 3 times a week. I have failed that New Year's resolution at least twice now. And to cut down on work and focus on my health. And I think maybe this is God's way of trying to make me stay home and actually focus on my health and myself. I think I've managed to keep, like, spend more time with my husband, and try to find activities that both of us enjoy. At the same time, also for my own self, I've been reading a lot.
I just, you know, just finished some books that I couldn't finish before, like,
yeah, same here,
you know, because that I will always put in my night table, but then, you know, never touch it.
Me too.
For a few months.
Yeah, it's like on my Kindle, I have 2 unread books, and now I finished both of them. I think those little things that, yeah.
Can you share what the books you guys have been reading?
Oh, man.
Okay. So, okay, I will start. I'm reading The Kremlin School of Negotiation. I think you can find that on Periplus. That's very nice. That's like, if you know persuasion and the other, there are a lot of other negotiations books, but this one is a bit different. So the other one, I'm reading Mastery by Robert Greene. This is one of my favorite writer, Robert Greene, if you know him.
Not yet.
Those check two are the latest.
Not yet, but okay. I will download soon.
Yeah, you need to check them out because he's a very good writer. Once you get hooked on one book, you know that you have to read the rest of his books. Like, I think he has like 5-6 books so far.
Robert Greene.
Yeah, Robert Greene. Greene as in Greene.
Okay, noted. Yeah, my next book.
Okay, then what you're reading now, Inka?
I do. I think the latest one that I've read is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, which is it's been a bestseller for a long time.
Hey,
I've been meaning to read it.
I've been listening to that too, by the way.
Yeah, how do you find it?
It's a 15 minutes Blinkist.
It's a very easy read, actually.
It's the content was kind of expected from title. Anyway, please go on, please.
So I think I started to read it, and it was just very applicable to that time when I think one of my biggest flaws is to be a people pleaser, not only in work but also in my personal life as well, which sometimes makes me feel like very tired. I don't have time for myself. And as I was mentioning this book to Karin, Karin has been a mentor, and even without having to read this book, she has actually spoken every single tip that writer has written. So I actually didn't have to read the book anymore. I'm just kidding. But I think she really has taught me a lot of tips that makes it a lot more applicable in Indonesia society. The book is a general statement that was relevant for all cultures. I think Karin actually managed to make it more relevant to me in the industry that we are in. And yeah, it's good, and I think I learned a lot from it, basically.
Yeah, because Indonesians actually they like to talk, you know, Mitra. Everyone, they say whatever they want.
That's why we have this
for
podcast.
People like Mitra.
Yeah.
Yes, but
Karin can share what is her.
You know, for people like Mitra, then it's gonna be hard because then she will, you know, listen to everyone that's saying whatever they want to say about her or about her job, about her work, and then. Sometimes we just need to filter those people worth to listen to, or we just keep, you know, shake it off and then move on, keep doing whatever we want to do because we know what we are doing.
Yeah,
I think that's very important.
I think one of the tips that was that you shared, I mean, that I experienced was people who was trying to tarnish like your reputation, right, in the industry. And there are a lot of people out there that are jealous, but how to put that perspective to give you the drive in order for you to improve your business, right? And take it positively.
Yeah, anyway, whatever they say, I don't think that it will really affect us or our business if we don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
So why should we care about that too much? That's always the underlying things that is I keep telling myself also, because if not, then the higher you go, the more people are saying a lot of things about you. Some truth, some just, you know, rumors that you don't know where actually are coming from.
Yeah, I think in the end, rumor is a rumor, right? I think with this coronavirus situation is also the same thing. Like, how do you filter those rumors? For me personally, I never like to forward messages that I never experienced myself unless I personally experienced it, or I know I know a friend who experienced it. But I don't like forwarding WhatsApp messages that I don't even know if it's true, you know, unless I can validate it and know that these are facts and not just like rumors. Then what is the point? Like, I don't want to spread rumors if I don't know if those are facts.
Yeah, and then this during this actually is a very tiring period where people are sending you whatever they want to forward you. They don't even know whether, you know, it's a reliable source or it's just hope. And then lately, if, you know, somebody that I don't know, if not my close friend, forwarding me anything, I don't even bother to check or to download it. I just keep deleting, and then it works. Actually, not having too many things to read, all those, you know, the same repeated news that is actually been circulating around and around, it makes you feel better, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I got this WhatsApp group. Tetangga-tetangga gua semuanya di dalam situ.
Oh my god.
Dan banyak yang udah senior-senior.
Oh my god.
Yang udah senior-senior gitu, yang you know, kasih sharing. Okay, kalau di rumah boleh pijit di kakinya, kalau yang you know, kayak teknik-teknik reflexology. it takes a, kalau misalnya HP gua udah mulai penuh, that is the group that normally I delete.
You delete everything.
And I got like 10 gigabytes of free space.
Yeah, it's crazy now. Like, yeah, the more groups you are in, lebih pusing.
Yeah, and to your point, I think we need to be, I totally agree that it has to be more selective in whatever that we are receiving, especially during this time.
Yeah.
I'm personally not a big fan of forwarding information.
Yeah.
Sometimes lucu juga. Ada gua pernah pengalaman di forward informasinya, dan ternyata forward informasi itu salah kan. Terus dia sendiri bilang, oh hoax bro.
Iya, padahal dianya yang kirim kan.
Kan jempolnya cepet.
Iya. Yeah, exactly. I hate those things. Oh well.
Can you share your perspective and of social distancing as far as the business goes, at least in the next few months? Any tips, any thoughts about it?
Karen, do you want to go first?
I think just I think we just need to focus internally what we can improve, because this is a very good time. You have a lot of, you know, time to just keep thinking what you can improve internally from your team, what you can do. You can prepare a lot of things, from, you know, checking your system, maybe tidying up your management, and then, you know, for me it's checking up, you know, filing and all those things, and then thinking about what we are gonna do next, because this pandemic is surely not forever, and then when it's actually over, then you know what you're gonna do. You're not just, okay, this is over, now what, you know. It's so bad if it's like that. It's better like, okay, we see it through to the end of the tunnel, and then we see what is coming after, and then actually we are well prepared for that. So when the time comes, actually we just take off, you know, bring the business taking off, and then I think that's the thing that we are gonna do. And then but on the other side, I also think that we have to prepare, because it's not gonna be a 2 months thing, it's not gonna be 3 months thing. It may be, from what I heard, you know, we have to prepare until at least September. It's not something that is, I think, easy for everyone, but that's the truth, that's the fact. So just face it, we need to check internally cash flow, whether we have you know, preparing enough for 6 months, and then if you have enough, then that's good. But how if you don't have enough, what you're gonna do? So I think those things are one of the most important checklists. And then I think we also need to check how we keep being reachable, contactable by the clients. And then checking out, for me, I need to check our deliverables, whether we can actually deliver on time or not. Because, you know, whether you like it or not, this working from home thing slow down our speed a little bit. And then I just worry that things might get, you know, delayed. It's not like a long delay, but maybe, you know, 1-2 weeks. We are expecting that. And then we have to talk to our clients. And then other than that, I think we also have to focus on our branding and online presence, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, if you have it. I don't do Facebook and LinkedIn though, but our Instagram is still on until now. And then I think it's good to just keep it going like
that. Karin, do you think that during the downtime quarantine period, as a designer, you have clearer or new, better ideas? What do you think about it? Does it affect the creativity at all?
Yes, yes, of course. Because then I have more time to read. I have more time to do whatever I need to do. Like my hope is actually, it helps me to be more creative. And then we have more time to think through about some designs that usually we need. You know, usually we have like a week to think about it. Now we have like two weeks, and maybe you know, just more time to be alone with myself and think. That's actually a good thing. That's why I'm expecting something good.
Tapi waktu alone jangan sampai seperti Suamitra ya. Suamitra kan.
Suamitra, what are you doing when you're
Swa
alone?
Kan self, Mitra is friend. So making friend with yourself.
Oh my god.
Okay, Mitra, since
it's so sad.
I don't know where that one is going, but as you know, actually I'm an introvert, so I don't mind being alone for quite a time. Yeah. I think I enjoy that. You know, not talking to a lot of people, not being in the crowd. Doesn't have to say hi and smile to everyone that sometimes you don't know. I enjoy the social distancing. The social distancing is okay for me. I just maybe hoping that the business side will still, you know, going as per usual, but in this case it's not gonna happen.
It will still going and it will grow
yes, it will go, but it's not very well. No business as usual. Yes. But we're still keeping our projects ongoing through our Zoom meetings with clients, and then actually it's doing well. And then now I think all of us, we realize that a lot of things can be done online without, you know, facing, you know, having a face-to-face meeting.
I have to admit that I'm a Zoom addict now.
Yeah. Agree. My social life circles around Zoom now. I have Zoom happy hours, Zoom coffee time.
And you know,
it is.
And you talk about important stuff. I think Inka just now said it, that communicating effectively, it's a skill.
Yes.
It's definitely not easy, and these tools actually helps me to do that.
Yeah.
And it force your team to work effectively too.
Yeah.
Cuma emang sih kalau, you know, without, you know, it's good that they are not being micromanaged. The team is not micromanaged, but you can see who are adapting and overcoming in a very very short period of time.
Yes, completely agree.
Yeah, we'll see how they adapt actually.
I think it
true.
This note, it helps to filter out people that are worth keeping, I guess, to make it sound hard. I don't know if that's horrible, but you know.
You're a business leader. You know mm-hmm. that. I mean, please share some more about that.
Thankfully, I've already reached a point where I've managed to groom division heads. But I think this is a testing. It's sort of testing their abilities, whether or not they can really manage their team effectively, right? Given such a short notice of time, yang mendadak kayak gini, how do they effectively communicate and manage their team remotely, and how do they manage projects also remotely as well? So I think it's a I mean we don't have any choice, but we can only take this situation positively. Of course, like with any business owners, we are very worried about how this would have an effect to our business. But with all of this negativity going around, I think the most important thing for me is still to make sure that everyone around us are healthy. I mean, we are all in this together. And as a country, I think we really need to put our people first at times like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was wondering, how do you guys spend time together? What do you guys do for fun? Both of you.
We go for coffee, dinner, drinks, right? I don't know, everything. And I think, like, we don't get to meet up that often, but it's when once we meet, talk for
we talk
so
like,
long.
You know, like we see, yeah. We actually we talk like we see each other every day, but no, we don't really see each other that often.
I think that's the amazing thing. Is just
of things. I think
even though we only knew each other maybe for like what 3 years, but I because of our common values.
What is the best investment you have under $100?
Wow.
Swimsuit.
The best investment that I had under $100.
Swimsuit.
I if Karin has a answer to that, she can reply first.
Yeah, she already replied just now, swimsuit.
Oh, did she? Oh my god.
Swimsuit and
I'm
books.
I'm trying to think. Swimsuit and books. I was going to say a Kindle, but actually the Kindle was not bought by me. It was bought by my husband. So if that was under $100, I think that was that is probably the best buy. I mean, apa ya? What is yours, Nip?
I haven't even prepared for that answer.
What?
I think it's a it's a Bluetooth earphone that I normally use while working out. Because I like to listen to podcasts, so I get a lot of ideas out of that. I think it's in the same vein of a Kindle, yeah. Karena you get Kindle for inspiration, for ideas, and yeah, I use that. So that's mine.
Yeah, I think mine is at this time especially is signing up for Netflix. Is that
of course.
Of course.
Because clearly it has entertained us. It is my only form of entertainment right now. That and yeah.
Did you watch that Crash Landing on You? Was it Crash Landing on
You? Oh my god. I am so embarrassed to say that I did. I am normally not a Korean drama fan, but then I was asking for my friend for
recommendation.
My friend was the one who recommended it to me, and I'm normally not a Korean drama fan, but I was hooked onto it, and I think it's just something after work where you just want to watch something brainless. And
yes,
clearly my husband is not very happy about it because I'm hogging the TV with a romantic comedy that he clearly hates. But I didn't know that it was such a big thing until I actually went to Australia and met my husband's friend, and he was telling me about how his colleague in Beirut actually was the one who recommended him the show. And I was like, what? I didn't know that a Korean drama can reach all the way there.
So. And you know what? Actually, I'm watching it now. I have
Are you?
That one.
Oh my god. You're watching a Korean drama? That is a big thing that needs to be announced with this podcast. That should be the title of this podcast. Karin watching a...
Okay, I never did something like that before, but then my sister told me. Yeah, and then my cousin also told me, then everyone's saying, you have to watch this one. Okay, why?
Yeah.
Oh, because the cousin is very handsome. Okay, then I will watch it.
Since your husband is not around, right?
Yes.
But yeah, I think it's one of those shows that it's not a sappy, sad Korean drama, which is why it's quite entertaining. Yes, it's just like very lighthearted and easy to watch, you know?
Yeah, it's just like very light and then some, you know, like funny.
Mitra, are you watching it as well? You better admit
But I have to admit about something.
But he's going
else.
To. After this, he's going to.
No. not that one. But I have to admit one thing. I watched the Jay Chou documentary about traveling in Europe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is one?
Yeah. It's really funny, actually. Jay Chou sama entourage-nya jalan-jalan, komik-komik gitu
deh.
What
is it called?
Let me Google it.
Oh. By the way, guys, you should watch Impractical Jokers. It's my new way of just laughing my heart out after
a long day at home.
A long day at home. But yeah, you guys should check it out. It's really funny.
I will. It's called J-Style Trip.
Yeah. I'm actually writing it down, by the way.
J-Style Trip. Yes.
That is how bored I am. But yeah.
Anyway, guys. Before we're ending this podcast, is there anything that you guys want to add?
Stay creative.
Yeah, take this time for yourself. Stay healthy. Yeah. And also, I think all of us should take this time to actually, I mean, educate ourselves more. Mm. Improve our skills somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, because you know, everything is about the mindset. You need to feed your brain so that, you know, when there is one day, there will be one day that we are all getting out of this, and then, you know, you're actually like well supplied with all those nice ideas, the great ideas that actually just ready to be executed when the time is actually there, you know. So don't take it as a time to just relax, you know, slack, and then not doing anything. You really need your brain to just keep your mind working, and then don't forget a lot of exercise, because I think that one is really necessary right now.
After all this are done, when we can go out already, whiskey on me, guys. Whiskey on me. It's actually
looking forward to that. Wine on me, soju on me. Oh man, this is recorded. They're gonna hold it up against me again. But yes, I think to be honest, after all of this is over, I think us perhaps as a country, or even we will never take simple things like a simple handshake for granted anymore, to be honest.
And maybe
spread positivity.
You know, taking holidays somewhere nice.
Yeah,
I really want to have a holiday.
So, Inka, how do people contact you for inquiry, for Dharmawan Group inquiry? How do people contact
you? So by WhatsApp. I mean, that's still the way Indonesians basically function. A lot of them still by WhatsApp, emails. To be honest, I think, thankfully, I mean, we do both residential and commercial. With residential, it seems like people staying at home have more time to actually focus on
proposals.
Exactly. So, I think it is, thankfully, we are still getting inquiries, still making deals. I can only try to make use of this time to improve internal operations like stock and basically educating my staff and pushing them to, like what Karin says, take this time to actually improve our skills, make use of it.
Yes.
Karin, how do people contact you?
Oh, well, they can head to our website, and then, you know, you can check on the website. There is a way to contact us, or you simply can email us. Yes, keziakarin.com. And then, or you simply can email us, info@keziakarin.com.
Hey, thank you. Thank you guys for...
Oh, yes. I think I should mention that we have a website too.
Oh, yeah.
Kayaknya, I was thinking more of a people contact me. If you want to contact them through our website.
Ya, deh, kalau cari Inka mah tinggal tanya sama teman-teman aja. Eh, lu tau teleponnya Inka gak? Oh iya, iya, tau nih, langsung bentar aja langsung.
Iya, makanya I'm an open book. Everyone come contact and WhatsApp me. Yeah.
Tapi jangan waktu malam-malam lagi nonton Netflix.
Iya.
Ah, yeah, probably you won't get replied.
Yeah. It's a business account gitu ya. I'm only available tomorrow at 10 a.m. when I wake up. Yeah. Thank
guys,
you so much, mate.
Keep active.
Thank you so much,
mate.
Yeah. Stay healthy, stay happy.
Yeah. Okay.
And don't be depressed. Okay.
Yeah. Stay healthy, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye.